For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Linda Nunez. Once you learn to read, you will be forever free. When you visit a public library, you can understand what inspired Frederick Douglass to declare those famous words. Here in South Carolina, there's an agency that's been actively fostering the growth of our libraries since 1929, the South Carolina State Library, celebrating their 50th anniversary this year. What originally began as a single-room office at the South Carolina State House is now a five-story building just a few blocks away on Senate Street. I sat down with Lisa Aiken, the director of the State Library, and her colleague, Dr. Curtis Rogers, the library's communications director, to find out what makes them unique in the state's library system.
So we're a state documents depository. If you wanted to know something about the DMV, if you wanted to see something that they had published in 1992, we have it. If you want to know what roads DOT worked on in 1984, we have it. So we're the state's documents depository, different than the archives. The archives collects records, we collect documents. So anything that's published, anything that the General Assembly works on, we have it here.
And one of the things we do partner with is the South Carolina Digital Library. A lot of different libraries who digitize documents and information and images statewide, those get to be a part of the South Carolina Digital Library, which is available at scmemory.org, and people can access different library collections in one site.
They also have talking book services.
That is our program that's available for people who have visual differences or physical impairments that prohibit them from holding a book in a traditional or reading a book in a traditional manner. So they're books that are now digital books, and we mail those out. It's all free. It's a free service. We mail those to our Talking Book Services patrons, and we have an in-depth program that matches somebody with what their interests are.
There are myriad ways that the South Carolina State Library has helped to fortify the now 195 public libraries across the state. For example, loaning out specially tailored kits.
I want to give just one example of why these kits are so valuable, and there are hundreds of these examples. But the first kit that we created was a Wii kit, and so it was a gaming kit. Georgetown County Library borrowed that gaming kit right next to a school. They had a low graduation rate, and so they implemented a gaming program. It was somehow tied to their grades and tied to achievement. And so what they saw was an increase in achievement, academic achievement, for kids who were utilizing the gaming program because they wanted to use the games and they didn't have them at home. So they would come to the library, but in order to use the games, they had to have achieved some level of academic success. They saw an absolute increase in their graduation rate in double digits. I firmly believe that that relates back to a program at their public library. And their public library saying, this is important. It's important. Your education is important. And if you get your education, look at all the fun you can have. Do you know, which is true. If you have an education, the opportunity in the world is significantly greater than if you don't.
And what a program like that does is it opens the door. So it gets the kids who may not normally go into the public library, it gets them in the door of the public library. And while they might be there as part of a gaming program, they also might begin to explore what else the library has to offer.
Once you learn to read, you will be forever free. See photos and further information about the South Carolina State Library on our website, southcarolinapublicradio.org. In Columbia, for South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Linda Nunez.